takes a certain strength of character to be able to stand up and say, I don't believe in the norm. This is actually what I believe. I know it's completely different and out of whack with what most people are doing. There's so many more undiscovered stories of what KBOO has done in people's lives, what it has meant to Portland. This radio station has had a ripple effect that we don't even know.
Start writing your KBOO story and see what ripples out. Come to our next volunteer orientation on Wednesday, May 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue here at your community radio station, KBOO.
National Tap Dance Day is May 24th, and KBOO is proud to co-sponsor a celebration of tap dance. Tap workshops will be held from 12:15 to 5:15 at the Grand Finale Dance Studio at 875 Portland Avenue in Gladstone, Oregon. And at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, there will be performances including Yearly Sunset, Shoehorn, Aaron Wheeler K, and Skylark Tappers. Again, that's May 24th at the Grand Finale Dance Studio and the Clinton Street Theater. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net.
What's up, everybody? This is Goddess of Goddess and She, and you're tuning in to KBOO Portland. Holla at your girl.
Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and tonight we're going to be welcoming some very creative people into the KBOO studios. In just a few moments, we're going to be talking with Max Voltage, creative mastermind extraordinaire, and we're going to be talking about Ho Momentum, the musical, is having an album release party coming up next week here in Portland. We're going to be featuring some music from Ho Momentum, the musical, as well as hearing all about the celebration and album release that's happening next week. Later in the show, we're going to be speaking with Thomas from Wild Planet Radio, the new low-power FM radio station here in Portland that is dedicated to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. Wild Planet Radio has been podcasting for a while online, and they will begin broadcasting here in the Portland area in June. So we'll be hearing from Thomas and getting an update on Wild Planet Radio. We're also going to be welcoming an author to the studio. Tina Gilbertson wrote a book titled Constructive Wallowing, How to Beat Bad Feelings by Letting Yourself Have Them. We're going to be speaking about Tina's practice as a counselor here in Portland, and we'll be hearing all about this book that she wrote. Now, before we get to our show for this evening, I want to let you know how to connect with us online. We love to hear from our listeners. You can email us at outloudradio@gmail.com. If you use social networking, you can find us on Facebook, and on Twitter by looking for KBOO Out Loud. And we do post updates on Facebook, and occasionally we post on Twitter, but we're catching up with that network. I also just want to remind you that everyone on the air here at KBOO is a volunteer, and we are always looking for more people to get involved. You can find out how to volunteer at KBOO by going to the website, kboo.fm/volunteer, and you do not need to have previous radio making experience. There are lots of different ways to get involved, and there's lots of free training here at KBOO. We're also looking for people who'd like to get involved in helping us to plan for our parade entry for Portland Pride, which is coming up next month. We're also looking for people to walk with us and march with us in the parade itself. So if you'd like to get involved with KBOO and the fun that's going to be happening during Portland Pride festivals, you can email us at outloudradio@gmail.com. Now, we're going to take a short musical break, and we're going to feature a song from Ho Momentum, the musical, and we'll be back in just a few moments to speak with Max Voltage. This song is from the musical, and it is titled Secret Alien Sleeper Agent.
I must be an alien from some far-off land. I just don't fit in here. I don't know where I stand. Lost in daydreams, abduction fantasies, bright lights, UFOs, they'll come for me. Secret alien, sleeper agent, ready to wake up and seize my life. Extraterrestrial, super celestial, hear my voice and mend my strife. People all around me, yet so alone. They look right through me, can't see what I know. I want something greater, the sky above. I'm ready for adventure, like falling in love. Secret alien, sleeper agent, ready to wake up and seize my life. Extraterrestrial, super celestial, hear my voice and mend my strife. This world is small-minded, their rules so strict. When I'm myself here, get bullied and picked. So I lay low and learn, stay out of harm's way, while wishing to the stars, please take me away. Secret alien, sleeper agent, ready to wake up and seize my life. Extraterrestrial, super celestial, hear my voice and mend my strife. I'm ready to move onward, so beam me aboard.
Beam me aboard.
Explore new dimensions. I'll never be bored. The stars and the planets will be my new home. Since this world ready to wake up and seize my life.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla. That song was titled Secret Alien Sleeper Agent, and that is a small sample of the fabulousness that will be happening next week at the Ho Momentum the Musicals album release party happening here in Portland. And Max Voltage is the creative mastermind behind Ho Momentum, and I'd like to welcome Max back to the studios.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are so welcome to be back. I adore Ho Momentum. Mm-hmm. First, let's talk about that song. Who was singing?
So that is the character's name is Eli, and Eli is this very young, gender queer kind of tomboy misfit trying to find their place in this world of binaries that is Metopia, which is where Ho Momentum takes place.
Metopia. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a sci-fi story that happens.
Yeah, kind of sci-fi post-Earth dystopia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. First, I want to make sure folks know where to go to find out about the show, how to get tickets.
Yes. So I've made it very simple. It's homomentum.com. So homomentum.com. And we also have a Facebook page, but that's the main place. And then this show, which is next Friday the 30th, is taking place at the Alberta Rose Theater. So they are directly selling the tickets. So if you go to their website, you can buy tickets there. But it's also linked through at homomentum.com.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to go back in time because flashback. Years ago, you produced a cabaret series. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to give our listeners a little bit of background about how Ho Momentum, the musical, came to be. I mean, besides it was your creation, but yeah, there was a lot of stuff that happened up to the musical. So maybe go back to the cabaret days and fill our listeners in who may not have known that this was going on.
Yeah, we started, Ho Momentum actually began as a queer cabaret show, and it started at the E Room back when that existed, and that was the first season, and it was definitely just pulling from our community. A lot of times people hadn't performed before, so it was a really great opportunity and space for people to really stretch their performance muscles and try things on. And it then moved for the second and third season to the Fez Ballroom. Kind of ramped up a bit. Got bigger, got glitterier, lots of drag and dance, performance art, some live music even. It was just a little bit of everything, but it really inspired me to see what our community is capable of, like how much talent there is in this local Portland queer community. So after I had done that for 3 years, I had this idea that sort of, you know, just popped into my head that just was like, Ho Momentum the musical. I didn't know like what it would be or, you know, how it would come together, but it just, it sat there and it just stayed there. And I don't have time for that. I'm producing a musical. I'm producing a cabaret show, I mean, and I'm working full time and no way. So then I lost my job. Thank you, universe. And, you know, be careful what you accidentally manifest. and it ended up being a blessing though, because it gave me space to dive in head first and write a musical. Originally, I sort of thought, oh, it'll be kind of like the cabaret, only with original music. But once I really started doing it and learning how to be a playwright, because I had never written something like this before, so I just checked out every book I could find at the library about writing and playwriting and listened to every single musical I could get my hands on and just sort of did a DIY playwriter's course for myself and started writing it. So it became clear to me that it was actually this whole epic other world that was inside my head that was like ready to get out of my head. So I basically spent a year and a half, and that's all I did for a year and a half was write this musical. So it's pretty epic. There's 8 main characters. There's 21 tracks on this album. There's a boy band and a chorus. And yeah, so it's a big piece of art, so it took a while to get out, but I'm really excited to finally have a very tangible way with the soundtrack album itself to share it with people in Portland and also nationally.
It's very exciting. I guess I've known, for listeners that have tuned into the show over the years, Max has been a guest on the show and has shared their art through this radio show and with the larger community. And you've really made some amazing things happen. And it's been exciting to see how Home Momentum has turned into this musical. And again, year and a half of work, so it wasn't just a blink of the eye. And one thing that I really like is that you have continued to bring together the diversity of the talent of Portland. And so you mentioned there's 8 main characters. Mm-hmm. They look very different, you know, just mm-hmm. the physical representation of who these people are. I appreciate that diversity and the fact that you've woven in some science fiction. I mean, so folks that missed now the full musical happened last year, but what can we expect? Again, there is going to be the album release concert is what I'm calling mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
Yeah.
On May 30th. Happening mm-hmm. at the Alberta Rose.
Yeah.
What's going to happen during the show?
Yeah, that's an opportunity. So we did, in November, we did a 3-show series that was funded by the Regional Art and Culture Council. And that was a performance of the script and soundtrack. So it wasn't a full production, though there was more dancing and glitter than you might expect for a first run at it. But we had pre-recorded all the music because it was in a small black box theater. We definitely didn't have space for musicians. So I really wanted to take a moment as a musician myself to really celebrate all the layers that went into this album, because there are over 10 separate instruments, like live, real human beings playing instruments that went into putting this together, as well as a lot of computer-generated awesomeness for the boy band as well. But I wanted to just take a beat and say, like, look at this as a piece of music in addition to a piece of theater. And you know, a lot of times I think right now when we hear music, it's so overproduced a lot of times, and we don't really think about all the work that went into it. So I love watching musicians do their thing on stage and watching it all sort of come together. There's a different kind of magic that happens there. So I really wanted to celebrate that and really the music itself. So this show is going to be a little bit more of a music show format, though we're also going to have some glitter, and there'll be dancing unicorns, and there'll be a boy band, and there'll be some of your favorite theatrical pieces as well. But the real focus is on the music and the amazing, amazing talent also that our cast is. It's all local queer cast, and they are just so freaking talented that I can't wait to hear them sing live with a live band. It's going to be its own separate experience, different from the November show, different from anything we're going to do in the future as well.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're just joining the conversation, my name is Carla. We're speaking with Max Voltage, and the show that we're talking about is Home Momentum, the musical. And coming up next week on May 30th here in Portland at the Alberta Rose Theater is going to be the Home Momentum album release concert and party. And that's what Max was just describing, how the show on the 30th is going to be a full musical performance with all the musicians.
We're pretty much playing the whole soundtrack all the way through.
Okay.
So it's more of a concert, I would say, than a party. But okay. I mean, pretty much everywhere Home Momentum is a party, I'm just saying. But you will be sitting and watching us be awesome on stage. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And sometimes people in the audience dance. I mean, just saying, not everybody sits.
I will not prevent you from dancing. Yeah.
Okay. People, you know, it's inspiring. You
can do always dance. Yes.
Maybe let's take a music break and offer another music sample. Tell us about the next track that we're going to hear.
Yeah, this one's called The Show Must Go On. And basically, on this world that Eli is on, a band of intergalactic performers called the Home Momentum Players crash land and spark a new path paved in glitter and camp. And this is sort of their introduction song to them and their philosophy of being performers.
Okay, here we go.
Don't break the rhythm, strum, 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 even if notes are missed. Don't screw your face up when there's a mess up. Go with the new plot twist. The show must go on. Don't break the flow. The show must go on.
Play at a fango.
Costumes ragged, sets stained and jagged, props are looking worn. But when seats are filling, art is spilling, make up for all that is torn. The show must go on. Don't break the flow, the show must go on.
Find your bravado.
Wires cross-eyed, speakers beyond fried, lighting on the fritz. Mics misbehaving, sound waves raging, putting on the ritz. The show must go on. Don't break the flow. The show must go on.
Don't let the cracks show.
Dancers tumble. Actors will bumble, players forget the notes. One simple phrase to remind and amaze. Theatrical quote.
The show must go on.
Don't break the flow.
The show must go on.
Play it off and go.
The show must go on. Show must go on.
Find your bravado.
The show must go on.
Don't break the flow.
The show must go on.
Improvise bravo.
That you are wearing looks a bit like mine. Haircut you are sporting like a mirror mighty fine. Do you or be you? All of the above. You remind me of me, myself I sure do love. Narcissexual, double banging homosexual. You look a bit like me, remind me of me. The way you walk, similar to my stride. And when we talk, it can be quite a ride. So much in common, be still my heart. Now that we've found ourselves, let's never be apart. Narcissexual, a double banging homosexual. You look a bit like me, remind me of me. We're both into music, I like the same bands. Going out dancing, holding our own hands. Dates are always dreaming. We like to nature hike. Often we are seen riding our own tandem bike. They say that us queers are self-absorbed. We're just so awesome, we want ourselves more. Narcissexual, a double-banging homosexual. You look a bit like me, remind me of me. Narcissus.
bisexual, a double banging homosexual. You look a bit like me, remind me of me. You look a bit like me, reminds me of me. Narcissexual.
That was Narcissexual, being sung by Captain Magic, who is one of the Home Momentum players, and she's played by our very own Carla Rossi, who's a drag persona here in Portland, Oregon.
Very exciting. And those two songs that we just played are a small sample. You said there's 21
tracks. Yeah.
21 tracks. That'll be part of the Home Momentum, the musical concert that's happening here in Portland May 30th at the Alberta Rose Theater up on Northeast Alberta. Mm-hmm. For folks that want to find you online, what's the best place to find you?
Homemomentum.com. We are also on Facebook, Home Momentum, the musical.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Max Voltage is the creative mastermind. And I also just want to do a big shout out to all the people that are getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And Max is a musician who is available for hire for your wedding. Just a little shout out.
I am a classically trained violinist and loop pedal composer. So if you want to hear more about me and hiring me for your gay wedding, maxvoltagepdx.com is my website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we are going to go out with one more song. But before we get to that, tell us a few more highlights about the event coming up on the 30th.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about the Dream Ballet. We're going to be performing that, and there'll be some dancing mythical creatures, including a very special dancing unicorn. And, you know, like you do. And and the album itself will be available to be purchased for the very first time. And this is actually right now the first time any of these tracks have been officially heard. So I just got the masters last night. So hot off the presses.
How exciting. Well, thank you for sharing with KBOO and our listeners. And so just to clarify, at the celebration, the concert happening on May 30th, the Home Momentum, the musical, will be available for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
If folks can't come to the show on the 30th, can they still buy your music through the website?
Yeah, I will definitely have that available on all the online awesome places that one can buy music. So probably the week after the show. So check homemomentum.com for info about that. I will definitely have updates about where you can buy it. And we'll also have it at some local physical stores as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Now, before we go out with our one more musical track from Home Momentum, the musical, any closing thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, the show's 7 p.m. doors, 8 p.m. is the show. It's going to start on time. And buy the tickets at the albertarosetheater.com or check out homemomentum.com. And I just want to let you know, these are the following instruments that you will get to see: violin, ukulele, banjo, accordion, bass, guitar, piano, French horn, saxophone.
Voices.
And lots of voices. A big cast will be there as well. So it's definitely worth it to come check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
How exciting. Now, before we say goodbye, tell us about this last song that we're going to hear.
This next one is called Heal the Greed, and this is kind of the crux of the whole revolution. The glitter revolution kind of comes together in this moment to really take a stand against Metopia and take a stand against exponential consumption and greed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heal the Greed.
Heal the Greed.
From Home Momentum, the musical. Thank you so much to Max Voltage for being our guest in studio tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Hopefully we'll hear from you again. Listeners, here is the song, Heal the Greed. Okay. Mics are off. Good.
Gerbils on a wheel. Been running for centuries now, with wounds that won't quite heal. We're done pretending not to see the truth, telling false tales while holding on to proof. We built this system, we can take it apart. We built this system that has no heart. Growth and greed, it's eating us alive. We just woke up, we must fight to survive. We built this system that benefits few. We built this system, let's build something new. Writing our legacy, an epic tale. We won't give up, we will not fail.
We're done fighting amongst ourselves, competing for your scrap. We're scaling.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla. That song was titled Heal the Greed, which is going to be one of the 21 songs featured as part of Home Momentum the Musical, which is going to be a concert and a party of sorts happening May 30th at the Alberta Rose Theater in Northeast Portland. The website homomentum.com for more details. And thanks to Max Voltage for being our guest in studio this evening. Next, we're going to move on to Wild Planet Radio, and I'd like to welcome Thomas back to the KBOO studios. Welcome
hello,
back.
Hello, welcome Out Loud. So happy to be back.
Well, and for listeners that don't know about Wild Planet Radio, let's take a moment and describe what is Wild Planet Radio.
Wild Planet Radio is Portland's LGBTQ station. We have been streaming online for the past 2 years. We are a community station offering community supports through our events. Currently, we have different community members coming in and recording shows that you can access through our website. We also have a live stream that features lots of LGBTQ music. We do community interviews with all sorts of nonprofit groups, people doing goodwill, people that are doing interesting things. Really trying to be a supportive platform, inviting all of the community to come in to share their stories, to tell us about what to get involved in and who to look at. So it's been this amazing growing radio project that has had the opportunity to go forward to take an FM presence. We have learned the process, applied with the FCC, and I am so happy to announce that since the last time I have been here, we have been actually awarded the license. So we are now on 99.1 FM KPQR. Very excited working with our engineers and with the tower to move forward to take that FM signal. Also sharing time with the Portland Radio Project as our first effort in joining communities together. But it's everything. It's been nothing but an exciting trail, making great music, great voices. And yeah, it's a wild planet.
It's very exciting. And for folks that network on Facebook, you can find Wild Planet Radio on Facebook. You can also find them at wildplanetradio.com. And what are some of the ways that volunteers are getting involved?
You know, we have had all sorts of different people step out just in these last, 3 months. We have had people that are definitely volunteers that are coming forward with their own content, with their own ideas, wanting to have their own shows. We have some interns from the university that have come that are really interested in learning about the process of radio and building a radio, radio programs, all things involved with a nonprofit station. We have some retired radio pros that have come to give us some public service announcements with golden voices, also interested in supporting every avenue that we have open. It's if you have any extra time or any extra interest, we have a place for you at Wild Planet.
That is so exciting. I love the diversity that's already engaged, and to see what the community is going to manifest with Wild Planet Radio. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's been an amazing growing baby. It's amazing.
On your website, I noticed there's a video for folks that are more visual. They can check you out on a video that's on the website. Where can listeners find you guys out and about in the community? We're coming up on Pride season, right?
For sure. We are everywhere. We have done the best that we can to try to, each group that we meet, think of something creatively that we could do to be supportive. So either being with the Portland Gay Men's Chorus at one of their Continental Divide performances, or showcasing anyone that we can in any way. So we're out and about. We've got an events page on Wild Planet Radio. You can see all that information at wildplanetradio.com. We are very excited to join with Pride and their efforts this year. We are going to be showcasing down on the waterfront. They've offered us an amazing spot right by the main stage. We've got a lot of people that are going to be involved in and out of our tent. We invite everyone to stop by and check out all that we have going on with Wild Planet Radio and taking advantage of, meeting your new station.
How exciting. Now, folks that aren't familiar with a low-power FM radio station, let's take a moment and just talk about that, it's not quite the same, but you are still on air.
We are. So, it is considered a new age in radio. The dial has been filled. And for a long time, this wasn't even an option. There wasn't an option to provide any more radio presence. But with the passing of different rules through government, now there's an option to have these new community stations. A low power FM has a smaller signal, a smaller wattage. Basically, it can transmit to a smaller concentrated area, generally an 8 to 10 mile radius. We did a lot of planning to see how we could find the best space and make that negotiation to get the perfect tower to provide information to the most concentrated amount of people. We were very lucky to, reach our hands out to Benson High School. They have an amazing strength with their tower, and we are excited that we will be covering all of Portland Metro. Reaching our arms all the way out almost to 82nd, over into all of the neighborhoods, from northwest, northeast, southeast. It's a great presence. We have that up on our website too, as far as, how far we reach. It's a more concentrated FM presence, but still with the support of the internet and all of the program that we run through wildplanetradio.com, we have a worldwide reach, which is, it's amazing to have both. So a different good.
Right. And just a little background for folks that don't recognize the name Benson. That's one of the oldest high schools in Portland. It's in Northeast, very centrally located on Northeast 12th, very close to the interstate by Lloyd Center. And they do have a media program as part of the high school. They have a Portland Public Schools owns a radio station that students do the broadcasting. And so that's the tower. It's actually located on the Benson High School property. And so Wild Planet will be renting space on that tower, correct?
Hopefully to provide funds to then support the programs that they're currently invested in. And of course, we're hoping to build a future with Benson and Benson's programs to kind of have this new generation of radio. So very exciting, lots of meetings, lots of fun people stepping out of the woodwork to provide their professionalism, their expertise, their support. Every day we're meeting new people, we're having new volunteers show up, and we encourage people keep coming. I mean, we built a platform that it's all inviting, so we're ready for all that's coming.
So you mentioned some of the professionals and, you know, some of the different people that have been involved. Do you have any, and I know the list is long, but I guess I wanted to just give our listeners some examples of what are your more pressing needs for volunteers or finances? Like, what's, given the time between now and when Pride is happening next month, what are some things that you really need to have happen?
You know, for sure, we're always needing new content, new support in that manner, because we want to showcase as many voices as we possibly can. In a financial way, it takes money to rent this tower and to buy the equipment to move forward. So contributions are a need at this point. You know, we're working really hard to create some fun ways for people to come and have a great time, but then also realize that we are raising money to make this radio station strong, develop more programs, and invite more people to come in to be supported. We don't have a lot of outside need for any technical support, or sorry, any like office support or anything yet, just because we're still in the growing phase of adding in more programs. So come and be a part of the radio, bring in your own world. If you have extra money that you'd like to throw at the project, you know, watch it grow and feel proud that you were a part of this community station in that way. And then just keep supporting by listening. I mean, that's always important for us, to listen to each other and support each other.
Okay, very exciting. So what's going to be happening? You mentioned that you're going to have a present during the Pride celebration. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're very excited. You know, it's our first year as Wild Planet Radio to be invited to have a nice presence. From what I understand, we're going to be working really well. I mean, we have been working with everyone involved with Pride. We have some VIP accesses to the VIP area. Most of the entertainment that comes off the main stage will be then interviewed by Wild Planet Radio. We've invited lots of people that are involved with booths and professionals, nonprofits, everyone doing good work to stop by our tent, you know, to do some interviews. You can look forward to those on wildplanetradio.com. Hoping to get out with our field recorders into the actual crowds of Pride, seeing who's coming from where and who's doing what and how much great fun and love they're sharing. So it should be just this world of explosive radio that we're very excited. Also, we've asked each of our show hosts to put together not only some information about what they're having out to offer, but also an invitation to invite guests to come and be a part of their shows. Who knows? We might get a peacock. I don't know. It's going to be great.
How fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So folks can look for Wild Planet Radio here at the Portland Pride and hopefully come and get involved.
For sure. And then in the meantime, we're always located at Q Center. Q Center is actively involved in tons of things all the time. And of course, we are there with open doors. So it's over on North Mississippi. If you haven't had a chance to check out Q Center and all of their great programs, I definitely encourage you. And if you're anywhere in the neighborhood, stop by and say hello to Wild Planet.
So the website for folks that don't know about the Q Center is pdxqcenter.org. And yeah, they're located, the building is on North Mississippi, just a couple blocks north of Fremont.
Yes, so 4115 North Mississippi. I know the address.
There you go. And so Wild Planet has office space and is basically kind of their home base right there at the Q Center.
We do. And we like to think of it as a community space, you know, that really everyone should feel welcome and invited to come in and experience it, either sit through one of our shows while we're recording so you can just see what happens, or, you know, swing by if you have a special need and we have the audio equipment already set up, or just come and visit in front of some microphones. It's always a good time.
And see what making radio is all about.
Exactly. Help us make new radio.
How exciting. Now, we are going to move into a music break and hear a little music sample from Logan Lynn. But before we hear from Logan Lynn, maybe talk about you. You mentioned off air that Wild Planet and Logan Lynn are working on some special projects around like the Mississippi Street Fair.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's lots of things that Q Center is always actively involved in, you know, and Logan has always done such a great job of helping support us and market us and suggest, you know, how we can be better supported. So I don't know the specifics of everything coming, but I do know that we will definitely be actively involved with Pride, like I just mentioned. Looking forward to the Mississippi Street Fair. We're going to have some stage access there. We've invited some community members to work with us as Wild Planet Radio to give you guys a great show. Logan's going to be in charge of some special project going through the summer and all the way into the fall that we're very, very, very excited. Q Center, it does their Queer Heroes, where they showcase different great community members from all over Oregon all throughout the month of June. I believe that launches June 12th. And then also Q Center has their 10-year anniversary, which Wild Planet Radio is going to be very excited to be a part of. All the events we do with Q Center seem to just be golden. So we're going to be busy. But yes, look for us, look for Q Center, look for everyone.
How exciting. And we are featuring the song from Logan Lynn. For those that don't know, he is one of the staff people at the Q Center.
Also an amazing musician worldwide. So we're always happy to hear his music.
Exactly. So here's a little music break from Logan Lynn, a singer-songwriter based here in Portland. That was a little music sample from Logan Lynn, and apologize that the song got cut off. A little technical difficulties on our end. Logan Lynn has put out a few different CDs and encourage you to look up their music for the diversity of the Logan Lynn's talent is just incredible, and that we have a great singer-songwriter here in Portland.
Also, along with other great LGBTQ music makers, you can hear all their tracks on Wild Planet Radio, so we're encouraging.
Give a listen there.
Yes.
Wonderful.
All over.
That's great. And now, before we say goodbye and kind of wrap up the conversation with Wild Planet Radio, any closing thoughts that you want to leave with our listeners tonight?
You know, really, we just want to say thank you, you know, for sticking with us and keeping to support us and to adding yourselves into our structure, letting us know that you're out there, telling us, you know, which directions that you'd like to be supported, showing up with new ideas, with all your passion, with your inspiration. And then also remember that this is a growing project. You know, it takes some support and it takes some people to show up. So invite your friends. Let's get excited about building new radio and always keep up with us at wildplanetradio.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Thomas. And Bobby is also very, very involved, just to acknowledge another person who's not in the studio with us tonight. But Thomas and Bobby have been working really hard to make Wild Planet Radio happen. So cheers to all your hard work so far, and cheers to much success in the future as well. So
thank you. Thank you.
We hope to have you back again very, very soon.
All the time.
Wonderful. Now, we're going to move into another interview on the show this evening, and Thomas is going to stay here and be part of the conversation with us, but I'd like to welcome Tina Gilbertson to the KBOO Studios. Welcome to the show, Tina.
I am honored to be here, Carla. Thank you so much for having me, and I also just wanted to echo the congratulations to Thomas. It's lovely to see all of your hard work paying off so well.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot that happens behind the scenes when it comes to making radio, and a lot of folks don't know that, but from one radio maker to another, I really appreciate all the work that you and Bobby have been doing.
You girls are making me blush, but thank you for being so amazing.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Keep it up, people. All right. So, Tina, we're here to talk about your new book.
Yes, constructive wallowing.
And it's an interesting segue because we were just kind of focusing on this good stuff. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about your book, just not only because we all have moments that you discuss in your book, but given that we are fast approaching Pride season, sometimes I think it's important to take a moment and acknowledge not everybody feels really great about Pride, or the people that are struggling or having some challenges and they want to come and celebrate Pride, but they can't for whatever reason that's really private and personal. And so one of the things I liked, you know, reading through your book is that you've got some really constructive ideas on how to feel these feelings that so much of our culture tells us to just stuff it.
Well, that's right. Often, or most of the time almost, when we feel so-called negative, we think we're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, what's wrong with me? I feel sad, or I need to snap out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really mean to yourself to try to push away the feelings that, let's face it, it's too late for you not to have. Mm-hmm. Once you're feeling kind of rotten, there's a whole library full of books that say, if you're feeling rotten, here's what to do. Turn that frown upside down and think positive thoughts. It's really not that bad. Find the silver lining, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, why do we need to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is it so terrifying and frightening and immoral for us to feel bad about things that strike us as kind of bad?
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, of course, it doesn't work, because when you feel bad, it's too late. You can't change how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Any more than you can choose how you feel.
Right. Or deny how you feel. I think so much of our culture, I mean, I guess I'm Caucasian, you know, but white, I'm from the Midwest, you know, that if you were feeling down or not happy about something, you were seen as having a real serious problem. And I saw so many people that I know turn to alcohol and drugs and other ways to self-medicate. And there's all sorts of addictions, I mean, but to name out the two that are common, around trying to make yourself feel better and numbing those feelings in hopes that using a substance is going to make you feel better.
And right. As if that's better than wallowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a psychotherapist, I meet tons of people who they don't feel good. Maybe sometimes they're not even sure why they don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell me, I don't want to wallow. I don't want to wallow in bad feelings. I just want to move forward.
Hmm.
And, you know, when you refuse to wallow in your feelings, I mean, just, I'm not talking about lying in front of the TV drinking a bottle of wine. That's not the kind of wallowing I'm talking about. I'm talking about an internal, silent, private activity of just immersing yourself in the truth of how you feel. But when you refuse to do that, they're going to come out in other ways, those feelings. Or you're going to need to find a way to distract or suppress, and that's going to take a lot of energy, and it's going to take a lot of your self away.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you push away your feelings, you kind of push away a part of yourself, the part of yourself that feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you end up feeling kind of alienated and fragmented. And like you have no motivation to do anything, and you don't have interests anymore, and you're not sure why. What happened? Where did I go?
Mm-hmm. That disconnected.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's a disconnect. And that's really true. That's really what it is. It's like I'm sitting here, and all my bad feelings that I'm nervous about making contact with are over there in the other room. And it's tragic.
And I see it, and just in my female circles, and I know men do this too, but I guess I see it more with my female friends around, I'm going to schedule myself and be really busy. I'm going to make sure there's some kind of alcohol or pick your favorite substance, so when I get home, I can go right to my, and I don't want to say medicine, but whatever your choice is to self-medicate, around people keeping themselves occupied and really frantically busy, as opposed to saying, oh wait, I need a timeout so I can deal with these feelings.
Right, and it's understandable because we kind of grow up in a culture that encourages us to be afraid of difficult feelings, especially mm-hmm. anger, mm-hmm. which, let's face it, that can be scary
mm-hmm.
because mostly we don't know what to do with our anger, and there's a lot of really scary behavior that comes out when people don't know what to do with anger.
Absolutely. And self-harm and harm to others. And
that's right.
It goes on.
There's a difference between misery and self-harm. There's a difference between anger and aggression and violence.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make the distinction between feelings and behavior.
Absolutely. Now, for folks that are just joining us, I want to make sure people know. My name's Carla. We're speaking with Tina Gilbertson, and her book is titled Constructive Wallowing, How to Beat Bad Feelings by Letting Yourself Have Them. Where can folks find a copy of your book?
Well, they can find it anywhere books are sold, but they can also find it in the library.
Okay. And perhaps maybe on a website?
Sure. You can read about the book, and you can also read just blog posts about constructive wallowing free on my blog, which you can access through my website, tinagilbertson.com. And if that's too hard to remember, just go to constructivewallowing.com and root around. You'll find it.
Okay. That's great. Now, in the limited time that we have, do you maybe have one or two pointers for people that might be having some feelings I don't want to feel? And like, what's an example of constructive wallowing?
All right, well, let's look at forgiveness. That's something that hangs a lot of us up. Somebody hurts our feelings, or something happens that we find it hard to forgive, and then we beat ourselves up. Like, I should let this go, but I don't know why I can't let this go. Recognize that forgiveness is an emotion. Right? It's not a policy. You can make it a policy. You can say, okay, I'm not going to press charges. I'm not going to do this or that. Here's what I'm going to do. That's a policy of forgiveness, but it's not the same as that feeling, that relief of forgiveness. As I said earlier, you cannot choose how you feel. Forgiveness is a natural result of having received a heartfelt understanding apology and also having allowed yourself to fully and completely experience the pain and harm that was caused to you. If you can't get, obviously you can't always get the apology, right? But what you can do is allow yourself to feel angry, resentful, victimized, whatever. You've got to be allowed to have those feelings without rushing to forgiveness. If you take care of your feelings, you can let forgiveness take care of itself.
That's so important. Take care of your feelings. Absolutely. Right. Now, I also want to mention, and for folks, if they check out your website, you are a, I use the word counselor,
yes.
But your professional practice.
Right. I am licensed as a counselor in Oregon. And yeah, I work with mostly the worried well. Most of my clients are very high functioning. They're in relationships. They have jobs, maybe even meaningful work. But as I said, there's something missing, and it's not always clear what it is. I see an awful lot of this self-alienation. And of course, that people in the community are no strangers to that. So I welcome the community. I welcome, right at the moment, I'm kind of heading on a book tour, so I'm not taking a super lot of new clients. But technically, you know, I'm in private practice in Southeast Portland.
Okay. Is this the first book that you've written?
Yes, this is my first book, and it came directly out of conversations with clients. I felt like there needs to be a book about this, and it needs to say everything I wanted to say and nothing I don't.
Right on. Well, I look forward to reading. I guess I've read segments of it, but I look forward to reading it, and I think it's really helpful, I guess, for folks just to have that validation, you know, that bad feelings have a place, and how we learn how to deal with them is really, really important.
Validation is so healing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, again, the book is titled Constructive Wallowing, How to Beat Bad Feelings by Letting Yourself Have Them. And unfortunately, we are starting to run out of time. But do you have any closing thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yes, I would like to say there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. Just know that.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for that really important message. And if you need some support remembering this, there's nothing wrong with you. You can find Tina Gilbertson online via her website, tinagilbertson.com. Thank you so much for coming into studio and sharing your story with us this evening.
Thank you very much for having me, Carla.
Well, and I look forward to possibly having you back again in the future.
That would be awesome.
That would be great. Now, listeners, we need to start saying our goodbyes and wrapping up the show this evening, but I want to say a big thank you to our guests this evening. Max Voltage with Home Momentum the Musical will be happening here in Portland May 30th at the Alberta Rose Theater. You can find out more details at homomentum.com. And thank you to Thomas from Wild Planet Radio. We will be hearing a lot more from Thomas in the future. You can find more information at wildplanetradio.com. And again, thank you to Tina Gilbertson, the guest we were just speaking with. You can find her at tinagilbertson.com. Now, we're going to close the show with a special song from Goddess and She. Before we hear the music, I want to let you just remind you how to connect with us online. Our email address is outloudradio@gmail.com. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter via KBOO Out Loud. We'd love to connect with you online. Now, the song that we're going to close with is titled Struggle, and I'd like to dedicate this to everyone who's gotten married in Oregon, and especially to everyone who has worked so hard towards marriage equality. This one's for you. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud.
They're not fooling me, I know where they want me to be. This one thing I can see, yeah. This one thing I can see.
Struggle.
Black, brown, straight, gay, or white. We all struggle in the thing we call life.
Struggle.
Even though we don't want to breathe, we shouldn't fight. It's hard enough, just get it through the daily grind.
Struggle.
Black, brown, straight, gay, or white. We all struggle in the thing we call life.
Struggle.
Even though we don't want to breathe, we shouldn't fight.
So don't you dare call me a coward.
Struggle.
Black, brown, straight, gay, or white. We all struggle in the thing we call life.
Struggle.
Even though we don't agree, we shouldn't fight. It's hard enough, just get it through the daily grind.
Struggle.
Black, brown, straight, gay, or
white. You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, also heard at 91.9 FM Hood River in the Gorge, 104.3 FM Philomath and Corvallis, and as well heard around the world at www.kbu.fm. The time is 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio coming up after these messages.
Hi, I'm Shahid Hamid, and I want to invite you to a very special 8-hour Memorial Day Soul and Rhythm and Blues experience right here on KBOO 90.7 FM from 12 o'clock noon to 8 p.m. with JJ leading us off from 12 noon to 2 o'clock, followed by Sequoina Wright from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m., followed by yours truly, Shahid, from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m., and Reggae Bob taking us home from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. From the old to the new, just for you, a very special Memorial Day Soul and Rhythm and Blues experience. Monday, May the 26th, 12 noon to 8 p.m., right here on KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and online www.